Donegal just about to commit history here in Brister Park. They just do that. This game, of course, was out of sight after the first goal in the second half by Geraldine McLaughlin. It was the Chacon women who really, really put their stamp authority on this game. It's a fantastic day for the girls. They've worked extremely hard. The hurt from last year against Mayo will be forgotten. But, Davey, from your point of view, let's not get carried away.
No, look, as you said earlier, what we know about them now is they're Ulster champions. The challenge now is where can they go from here? They obviously move into the group stages now, which is a different format this year, but the way the group looks and the teams are against you, you'd fancy their chances to get out of that group, given that level of performance there today. I mean, to win an Ulster Champions is tremendous. To win it scoring 9-21 is just, it's dream world stuff. I mean, that's a tremendous score. One of the interesting points I would have picked up was all six forwards scored and their two midfielders. So they did nine different scores today, but all of the two midfielders and their six forwards all scored, all made a contribution, and that's just tremendous.
Yeah, well, it's a very happy Maxi Curran and Damien Devaney. I suppose one thing that you pointed out during the commentary, Davey, was the fitness level of Donegal. This was the difference here today. They came into the game, into the Ulster final, I suppose off the back of a very good one against Monaghan. Armagh, I suppose, came into this game with a good one over Cavan as well. But one thing you pointed out from the early on is the difference in age.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose the two factors are today, age, and I'm sorry to go over that again, but I felt it was always going to be a major factor, and so that proved to be. In relation to Donegal's and their strength and conditioning, their strength and conditioning programme has been looked after by Adam Spear this year and last year. And Adam Spear would have come in originally in 2015, and I would have felt that the girls made real good progress in 2015. In 2017, you can see it again, but it's just gone to an entirely new level now in 2018. They're so fit. Their speed, their diagonal runs, everything about them there is just unreal. They're in the shape of their lives, I would say now. They're going to be very happy tonight. I'm sure Maxi and Tim can allow the girls to go out and maybe celebrate this tonight, and they'll be back at it sometime in the middle of the week. But look, this is bound to give them confidence going forward. Absolutely, to run up a score of that magnitude now.
Okay, Miles, it's all over here in Brister Park. It is. History has been made here. Donegal have won back-to-back Ulster titles. And, Michael Naughton, who is the Ulster Ladies President, is going to present the cup very shortly. But within the meantime, we're going to get some after-match reaction. A big thank you to David McLaughlin, who's in co-commentary today. We're going to try and get some of the girls, and maybe Maxi and Brendan, of course. But in the meantime, it's a very great performance by Donegal. 9-21 to 4 goals and 8 points. It's full-time here in Brister Park.